This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mechanism for Trump to get reinstated. That is delusional. If Trump really believes he will be back in the White House this August, he should get help. You are not well, sir. You need to get over this. But perhaps what we are witnessing these days is more of a slow motion coup.
This brings us to a nightmare scenario. A Republican-controlled Congress overturning the 2024 presidential election results to install Trump or a Trump mini-me in the White House. Max, it's going to keep a lot of people up tonight. What will it mean for our democracy if your nightmare scenario becomes a reality?
Well, I don't want to be overly alarmist, but I think we should be alarmed because potentially this could be the end of American democracy. I never thought I'd be saying something like that. It would have sounded incredible even a year ago.
We will take control of the White House again sooner than you think, meaning obviously as evidence mounts that there was proven election fraud and as evidence mounts that Joe Biden is a communist Chinese agent.
Look, my son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
And as evidence mounts that Fauci, working with Obama and others, launched COVID-19 to try to bring down the U.S. and embarrass President Trump and bring in the Great Reset, that they're going to be removed.
If I'm being fair, am I building you up to be thicker skinned about this than you are? Are you actually worried about this new sort of re-upping of attacks on you?
What is the thread going through what's happening now is very much an anti-science approach. So that's a big, big difference. I mean, it is what it is. I'm a public figure. I'm going to take the arrows and the slings. But they're fabricated, and that's just what it is. But we'll just have to do our jobs, Rachel. My job was to make a vaccine and use my institute and these talented scientists that we have there and that we fund in the various universities to get a vaccine that was highly safe and highly effective, and we succeeded. That's what I do. All the other stuff is just a terrible, not happy type of a distraction.
So this is an incredible statement by Trump, and you add that into China hit us with this virus, and a lot of the president's surrogates, he is the real president, that's just a fact, are now coming out and saying it was obviously released on purpose, and this was all done by design, and mainstream news now saying, we bet the deep state launches a cyber attack. We bet the deep state's behind the cyber attacks.
Let's start with these cyber attacks. 8 attacks every day in the United States right now. They're targeting food. They're targeting gas. They're targeting television, our water supply. Does the government have to do more to force businesses to protect themselves and their customers?
So I think the first thing we have to recognize is this is the reality, and we should assume and businesses should assume that these attacks are here to stay and, if anything, will intensify.
I mean, they're really making their move in their transhumanist revolution to play God. But first, let's get to the big clip. Here's Trump cryptically.
We're going to take back the Senate, take back the House. We're going to take back the White House. And sooner than you think, it's going to be really something special. But the love and the affection and the respect that you've given all of us, it's really important. The Republican Party is stronger than it's ever been, and it's going to be a lot stronger than it is right now. We're going to turn it around. We're going to turn it around fast. Thank you all very much. That support has been so incredible. Thank you.
That is a declaration of war against the deep state that has said, they've said it publicly, if he continues to run the Republican Party and goes around the country getting other good members elected to the House and Senate and gubernatorial positions and legislative positions and corporate positions, pushing people to those positions, that they're going to indict his son, him, Giuliani, I guess he didn't have a dog, but the dog, if he had one, they'll indict a ham sandwich. that they're going to go after Trump with those indictments if he doesn't back down. Well, he's not backing down. Strap yourselves in.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com. For anaerobic septic tanks, TheBioPros.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Last hour, my friends, we played a new TV interview in France with the Nobel Prize winner for virology, recognized as the top living virologist in the world, Luc Montagnier, saying this is going to grow prions in your brain and give you Alzheimer's. And you'll probably pass it on to future generations. Well, that's what all the other top scientists are saying as well. That's what's so incredible is I cannot believe we're on air. And I have hundreds of articles, 30, 40 video clips, special guests coming in, everything. I'm not just repeating this news. I don't have news. How do I say anything else? And then Fauci and Gates funded gain of function and created it and lied to Congress and have now been caught. And now we've got congressional testimony. Fauci's director of the Wuhan lab gain-of-function operation, Dr. Daszak, admits Chinese colleagues developing killer coronaviruses. So now first, oh, that's not going on. We're not involved. Now, okay, maybe some of it's involved. Okay, it happened, but we're not involved. I have him on video in 2019, right as they were releasing it, saying we've combined five viruses from the bats with the coronavirus, all of it, to create a vaccine so that all five of these new viruses can be protected with one shot. There's the motive. There's the takeover. Have the lockdown. Bring in the world ID. Bring in the medical tyranny. Get the control in place. And that's all in Operation Lockstep from 11 years ago, the Rockefeller Foundation. I mean, it's all here. And listen, why is Crimson Contagion so important? General Flynn looked at it. It's a war game from 2023, 2025, really set in 2023, back to 2020. And it's the same scripts and the same names and the same tweets they war gamed 2 years before COVID and then a year before COVID right there in live time. So they had a blueprint of what to tweet and what to say when they actually did it. They get a rehearsal. Here's the analogy. It'd be like if neighbors out in the woods were cutting some firewood on the edge of their property and they saw a neighbor burying what looked like bodies in the backyard. They call the police. The police get a warrant. They go out there. They dig up the bodies. But all they've got is the neighbor saying, I saw my neighbor Bob Johnson, or whatever his name is, burying the bodies. Turns out it's his wife and kids. This is a hypothetical story. But you see these stories all the time. Well, Bob won't admit to doing it. But the police find his diary in his handwriting why he was thinking about killing him, and then why he did it. You would have the smoking gun. But it's bigger than that. These intelligence agencies are compartmentalized. They're not all involved in this. And the corporations are transferring power from the intelligence agencies to themselves, but they know they're still being watched, and they know they may be caught. And so it's not just a manual on how to run the operation, like a playbook or a script for a movie or a play. It's not just a battle plan. It's also a cover story if they get caught. And look, I know I harp on this. I know the audience has heard me say this. If you've been listening for 20 years, you hear it every week. If you've been listening the last few years, you've probably heard me 20 times. But I'm just now getting foreign intelligence agencies and U.S. intelligence agencies, current people, to listen to me. I'm just now getting the FBI to listen, people that aren't on the bad guy side. I'm just now getting Congress to listen. I'm just now getting Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and all of them to listen. And this is no secret. I don't say this to brag. You should know why they want us off the air. We have been extremely effective at putting together the information, putting out the special reports that I and McBreen and Reese and everybody puts out, the whole crew here, Don Salazar, Kit Daniels. If I'm not mentioning people, it's not because they're not awesome. I'm going to take an hour to mention them all. Harrison Smith, the list goes on and on. And these reports are so powerful that they are the blueprint. So more and more I'm telling you why we're successful so that you realize why your word of mouth is key, is king, is everything. I mean, you understand. If you don't spread the word, they win. So I've got all these clips and all this evidence and all this proof, even more coming out right now. But if you don't care, and look, I know you do, but if you don't get that this is not a regular radio show where I'm just trying to entertain you and make you tune in every day and make you feel good, you got the wrong show. I want to save humanity. This is a mission. I've known about this for a long time. I didn't realize, in fact, when I was growing up, that you know some of the people I knew and I was around were right in the middle of it. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't want to be part of this. And a lot of scientists and a lot of doctors and a lot of nurses and a lot of politicians and a lot of media people don't want to be part of it either. And I have been very surprised and pleased by all the big Nobel Prize winners, all the prestigious scientists. I mean, all of the chief scientists at these major companies have come out and said, this is insane, this is dangerous, don't do it. So many of them, I can't even keep track of them. Major Indian Institute looked at the virus, said it was man-made, they've been proven right. Turns out Bill Gates threatened to pull funding from the entire country if they didn't remove the report. Well, now you see it's out there. So again, if they were invincible, they wouldn't be spending hundreds of billions of dollars a year of your money, taxpayer money, through their foundations they get, because they're tax exempt. See, they have big companies that are tax exempt. All the money comes in tax free. That's your taxpayer money. And then it goes out to carry this out because their one mission, their one directive is to destroy the genetic matrix of humans and complete their takeover. Because once they've shattered the human genetics, once they put a virus into our genes to make us grow generationally prion crystals in our bodies to disease us and curse us and kill us, once they've done this mutation, they believe they will so break the back of humanity that we'll have to go to genetic engineers to be able to create new humanoid clones to even claim we have procreation. Within just a few more decades, no one will be able to have children. That's all official numbers if you follow the graph. Fertility of women going straight down. Fertility of men going straight down. And so this is the artificiality. I'll say it again. They don't just want to have the carrots and the beets and the tomatoes and the potatoes and the soybeans and the corn and the wheat be GMO and not be able to reproduce. You got to go to them to get a special seed that even grows. Because, see, life, God gave us something that just keeps going and renews itself. It's a perpetual motion machine is life. They cut that off and say, you got to come to us. And so they're introducing the clean break. That's what Schwab calls it, a cut. He said, they will try to escape the Great Reset. But we have created a deep cut. And now into that cut, the new system will rise. Well, like a river can cut through and create the Grand Canyon. He's saying, we've cut you. And if you don't submit to us, you have no business. you have no future. You must surrender to us, and then everything will be okay for you, but you will have no children. And that's why none of the top levels have children now. The managerial class, the Macrons and the Merkels and all them, the top levelists have a bunch of kids. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Gateses, the Ted Turners, the Saudi kings, the British, all, you know, the Chinese leadership, they've all got 5-6 kids. But for everybody else, you can work with them. And literally, if you start having children, they go, okay, that's it, you're not in the club. Because metaphysically, when you have children, it's like putting chips in. And they see that as new soldiers. That's why they have articles going, women don't have children, it's evil, children are evil, they're bad, women, you're bad, you're dirty. Why are we listening to this satanic cult? Well, here's the deal, I'm all in. See, I put chips on the table. I believe in the future, I'm betting on humanity with my 4 children. You understand? I'm all in. And we have the strength of the universe and our ancient species that God flows through, and we will destroy the New World Order, and Satan will be bound and destroyed.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Disinformation, waging war on corruption. It's InfoWars. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Very honored to be here. Very thankful to you, the viewers and listeners, and this great crew. And this man, who I count as a friend of mine now, we had a great almost three-hour dinner last night with Judge Joe Brown, who I already knew who he was. I'd watched his TV show. I knew he'd done a lot of big trials. But then I got home last night at like 11. And my phone's blowing up going, you didn't know he did the famous Martin Luther King murder trial. You didn't know he did the big diamond. I mean, I knew he was a big judge, but I guess that's how he got the big TV show. And so talk about interesting. Man, his deep sea diving, orca whales, killing dolphins, the stuff he's seen is just incredible. And so Larry Pinkney's on next hour. He's going to ride shotgun with us with Larry Pinkney. This guy actually knew a lot of the founding members of the Black Panther Party, not the new Black Panther Party. And so that should be an interesting interview with the two of these gentlemen on together next hour. Judge, there's so much to cover. I've got some legal questions for you concerning the FBI saying they want to arrest members of Congress for their words criticizing the election, questioning it. Frank Figlioli, if that's how you say his name, has gone on MSNBC and called for arresting people that challenged the election results. Sounds very draconian, anti-free speech. I mean, we're going to play that clip coming up in the last segment of this hour, but thank you for being here again.
All right, sir. By the way, you're one of those guys it's good to hang out with and kick it with and drink some beer with. Though we had a great few bottles of wine, we didn't have any beer.
Yes, sir.
But I'll make believe.
I had a good night, though. You're fun.
You are, too. And you've got a lovely and charming wife, and you really have a good household because she likes listening to you.
Well, she really enjoyed your stories. They're amazing.
Well, I'm talking about listening to you. She likes listening to you. My ex-wife used to tell me to shut up. They didn't want to hear anything.
Well, if somebody's boring, I tell them to shut up. But they've got something to say. It's interesting.
All right. This thing with the FBI here, this is just absolutely disgraceful because to even say that demands that that individual be removed because there is an absolute prohibition on any consequence that anything that a U.S. senator or member of the House of Representatives says on the House or Senate floor or to and from a session or during the course of representation. And to question that election, if you're such a damn fool charlatan that you would say that someone should be arrested for questioning something that a whole lot of the citizens of this country question, then you need to be put in an H.G. Wells time machine and taken back to 1933 because the German National Socialist Workers' Party, a.k.a. Nazis, would love to have you.
Absolutely. I'm going to play the clip coming up last segment of this hour because it's hard to believe, but this is what Psaki, the press secretary, is saying. It's what the FBI director is saying. This is really getting creepy, but shifting gears back to...
Well, how about, you know, if you want to be equally stupid, how about talking about Maxine Waters for her actually urging people to break the public peace and commit criminal activity to spit on people that supported opposition to break the windows of cars out that had the bumper stickers of the opposition on. That sounds like something that is never to be tolerated in the United States of America.
Well, she said actually go out, and they called it mostly peaceful when people burned down $2 billion worth of property.
Yeah. That's awful. You burn down black businesses protesting some black person getting shot down by police. That is really, really suspect. Okay. we could go off into that.
And then they shot the off-duty black police officer that was guarding the business, remember?
Yeah, look at that right there. That is not on the floor of Congress. It's not even in her jurisdiction. And that is advocating breach of the public peace. But that's all right. So you know you've got fascists functioning when they say things are horrible if one party says it and okay if the other. Or it's not even a party. It's just probably the majority of this country.
But I like James Brown.
This election.
I like James Brown.
Yeah. The other thing, too. Look at it this way. They've got an 1877 act that is loosely titled the Confidence in Elections Act. And that should have been evoked. It's still good law. And what it's about is when there is something that causes the integrity of a federal election to be questioned, there is provision for a 15-man committee to be formed. 5 from the House, 5 from the Senate, and 5 from the U.S. Supreme Court. And they are instructed following that act to go out and do an independent audit of what happened and report back in no less than 10 days. In other words, take at least that much time to count.
But nobody advised Trump to call for that.
Well, actually, it was being called for. And interestingly enough, when that break-in occurred on January 6th, they were just about to bring that up.
They were, yeah.
So here you go, loop-de-loop. What's wrong with evoking an act? What do you think the act is for if there are not questions about its validity?
Why is there a law if you're not allowed to ask questions?
Yes, and then you come up and you say you blaspheme against the Constitution of the United States of America that you supposedly take an oath to uphold in your office as an FBI agent and talk about you want to arrest members of Congress for asking questions that their constituents, I'm sure, would like to have answered. I mean, what's
the problem? Well, since we're going there now, we'll get to it next segment, but it's really crazy. And he's not the only one. They're all over the place saying that, you know, we've got to basically use the CIA and counterterrorism against anyone that incites people to question the election. So he's really calling for martial law. We'll play the clip next segment.
And by the way, that's why we have the Second Amendment. That right there.
Why do you think they are so spoiling for a physical fight?
They aren't. They just hope they can use the technicalities to keep them from manning up and having to answer for what they have been claiming so falsely. They've got Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, mainstream media, and now the FBI getting on board this. I mean, when are Americans to be penalized for asking questions?
It's definitely dangerous. What do you make of huge development? 3 different states tour the Arizona audit floor, more expected every day. And reportedly, when they say this audit comes out soon, it's overwhelming that it was stolen from Trump.
Look at what happened in Florida in 2000. It went the other way. So, I mean, it's probably the second or third most discussed issue in American politics. Electoral corruption. I mean, that's the grist of American politics for 240 years. So all of a sudden now, 2021, because Associated Press attests that everything was fair, they became an official governmental entity to assuage the worries of the American public. What's going on here? I don't get it, but I do get it. It's called Zeke Isle.
You're absolutely right. They're going to probably freeze frame that and say, Judge Joe Brown's a Nazi. That's Hitler's salute.
Yeah, that's what I'm saluting our current administration.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be right back.
For God's sake.
All right. Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Federal Bureau of Investigation for Counterterrorism. That's right. Isn't that just amazing? And he goes on MSNBC and says what Biden said and said what Psaki said and what they're all and what Nunes, the ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, said 2 months ago. He said, we're in these meetings. And they say, we're preparing for a white supremacist uprising. And they go, what's a white supremacist? They go, anybody that supports Trump or questions the election. Then they had The Daily Show with Trevor Noah last night. I saw this morning. 30-minute attack on Ted Cruz and myself. And then it cut to KKK rallies and said, these are their supporters. This is defamation designed to get us killed. as if Ted Cruz or I have anything to do with the stupid-ass Democrat KKK. This is incredible. And so they're branding any opposition to election fraud, any opposition to the open borders, any opposition to globalism as insurrection. And here he is on MSNBC very aggressively saying we need to go after the members of Congress when it's the Democrats that have been inciting violence. Here it is.
Look, Chris Wray testified publicly on the Hill that what happened on January 6th is domestic terrorism. What have we learned from our experience with international terrorism? In order to address that problem, arresting low-level operatives is merely a speed bump, not a roadblock. In order to really tackle terrorism, and this time domestically, you've got to attack and dismantle the command and control element of a terrorist group. And unfortunately, and I know this is painful to hear, that may mean people sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president.
Yeah,
that's how you do this. Otherwise, recruitment, inciting, and cult-like leadership continues to recruit people to violence.
Judge, you were shaking your head during that. He just said we need to disrupt and stop networks run by congressmen of terrorism. I mean, this is a coup talk. They're saying we want a coup. This is a coup against America. I mean, I'm not a legal scholar like you, but what the hell did we just see?
This is somewhat unique. You are actually looking at something that looks very much like a repeat of 1933, 1934 in Germany. Deutschland, yeah? And it is bad. Now, that salute I gave wasn't supporting the contention, but it is sarcasm directed towards somebody that's actually acting like they're fascisti.
You were saluting their fascism, is that fair? Yes.
That's exactly it. It's disgusting to hear some damn fool that went to an American law school that's a member of somebody's bar that does not have any more savvy as to what he just said, where you are going to what? Criminally charge people for freely speaking their minds? That is worse than McCarthy back in the 1950s going around red baiting. That is disgusting. That person is not fit, and as soon as anybody takes control, wrests control of the House and the Senate from the Democratic Party, which I suspect will happen in the midterms, they need to demand this fool's immediate firing. And anybody in line that is supporting this all the way up to the Attorney General needs to be impeached and removed from office for supporting this travesty against the American way. It's not just Klansmen or white supremacists. There are a whole lot of black folk, Native American, Asians, Hispanic Americans out there who do not like that. So what is the devil about us? You lumping us into this group? And I dare some fool question my black credentials. I mean, I've been on the front lines for years.
Well, you don't agree with Biden that if you don't vote for him, you're not black?
Oh, hell no. He's a damn fool. So, I mean, just to make a statement like that, you've got to be a jerk. And that's just consistent with his entire public career over the last half century.
Well, that's what I'm saying is Obama came out and said Americans need to be guilty for being white. But then he's buddies with Joe Biden, Mr. KKK.
And cousins to George Herbert Walker and George Walker Bush and to Dick Cheney. So, wowee whoopee.
It's crazy how those guys are related.
Well, yeah. I got a little on that. Hold on. Let me look this up so I get it actually right on my phone. Since we're talking about that, there's a very interesting gentleman who I guess did real good work back when, let's see, his name is Samuel Hinckley. He was a French Huguenot Protestant, and he entered into an indentured servitude agreement to get to the American colonies so he could escape religious persecution. He died in 1662 in Cape Cod. However, he's had seven American presidents who are direct descendants of his, including both Bushes and Barack Obama through Obama's mother, the late Mrs. Sotoro, and also one American vice president, Dick Cheney, Brad Pitt the actor, Warren Buffett the billionaire, and a whole lot of other rich folks. So I guess he was doing it back in before he croaked in 1662.
He had some mojo.
Yeah, he did. I don't know too many people that are ancestors to seven American presidents and one VP. I guess that's good. I sure would like to find that out. Did I sire somebody that did that in the future?
He was definitely busy.
I mean, you can hold your head up. Well, yeah, he's dead, but, you know, wherever he may be. Now, that said, this is disgusting. I have no words that can adequately express what I think about that. All of these people who over the last 240 years of all races and ethnicities who've gone out and sacrificed for the cause of the United States Constitution and the dream this country stands for, that ranges from our military personnel who made the sacrifice that we celebrated on Memorial Day. That's the people like Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, anybody who went out trying to actualize the promise of this place. That's all of the civil rights demonstrators and everybody else in this fool blasphemed against them because he just slapped what they died for, bled for, got mutilated behind, and stood up for and tried to turn it into something that Adolf Hitler would be proud of.
And he said people question the election are inciting violence. We need to use anti-terrorism to take them out. I mean, this is what he said.
That's what we need to be careful of. This current regime is going about the business of putting nice, fancy labels on stuff.
Well, that's what you said during the break. You said they're attempting a takeover if they're not successful. And then the music started. We went live. Can you repeat what you were saying?
I'm going to get that. They put these fancy labels on things that look like they have a good cause. But when you read the body of them, they're setting up a Nazi-like, fascist-like state where people's rights under the Bill of Rights is totally abrogated. Now, back to this. What this kind does not seem to get is that when you do something like they're doing in America, it becomes a two-edged sword. It swings this way, and it can go back the other way. And although you are, oh, we have to protect these fools from the error of their own ways, and we have to make everything comfy for all of the rest of the people that don't have what it takes to do what these real citizens do, well, it can swing back the other way. And it's not pretty. And by the way, this kind of stuff is what the Founding Fathers thought about when they propounded the Second Amendment. The first.
Well, yeah, he says he's coming for your views to lock you up.
Yeah, First Amendment is going out the window the way these guys are going. I've never in the 50 years I've been involved in law, 50 plus, actually.
Hold on, we got to go to break. Come back with this. Okay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Joe Brown, we got caught up in that break. You know, they're hard satellite breaks. Got to go to them live. But you can repeat what you said last night, what you were saying to me during the breaks about this incredible crossroads we're at and what this deep state corruption is trying to do with this attack on free speech and this call for the CIA, the FBI to be used against the American people. 470-something people that weren't even violent, most of them, held in solitary confinement. I mean, even foreign governments, even Elizabeth Warren is saying this is wrong. And now to have this counterterrorism FBI operative on TV and the FBI director testifying, the number one threat's white supremacist, and then defining that as questioning the election or supporting President Trump. I mean, this is extremely dangerous. No one I know is buying into it, but they just keep pushing it. So you were saying in all your years as a judge and a lawyer and everything, you never see anything like it. What's really going on with these creepy guys? Because they talk about coups. He's the one wanting a coup against members of Congress.
I've never heard anybody involved with national law enforcement advocate breaking of the law. First off, he's advocating that the government engage in violation of citizens' civil rights. Next thing, he is attempting to bring the CIA in, which, as per its federal charter, is forbidden activity inside the United States against citizens, only abroad. So he is advocating in at least two instances that the law be broken. He ought to be removed because that, in fact, shows unfitness for office. This looks like, honestly, the ultimate episode in the franchise, Revenge of the Nerds. It's some people who cannot deal with the reality of doing something straight up like men and women do. They have to sneak and creep in the dark alleys and sneak up in the dark and try to stab this country in the back with this kind of thing. And the way the media is playing it is though this is a normalcy and not a transgression on what this country is supposed to be about. Now, it has its shortcomings, no doubt. But, I mean, we're working on it. And it's not good for somebody in this kind of position to jump out there and start talking about violating the law to do what? To make somebody safe from the accusation that, okay, the election looks like, smells like, sounds like it was stolen. Maybe it wasn't. But don't you think that a government that had confidence in its own people would do something about reassuring them that this election was not stolen and evoke the 1877 Act, the Confidence in Elections Act, and go out and do what that act says is supposed to be done, which is to put up a 15-member committee, a commission composed of five congressmen, five...
Which they were, as you said, going to vote on that day when we got set up on January 6th. So, in the law...
What is this?
In the law, Judge Brown... When he says, we have right-wing extremists, they're dangerous, we need to use counterterrorism against them, and we have laws against any American that does something wrong, as a group, we need to target their leadership. Arresting the people that protested is just a speed hump to getting to the leadership that is the Congress. So this is a bureaucrat saying, I want to organize and remove elected people. So he's at war with the people he calls a speed bump, and then the representative, he's saying, is their main target. This is an outrageous announcement of criminal coup intent. Am I wrong, Your Honor? And how do you quantify
wrong. And as a matter of fact, it sounds like a couple of plagiarized speeches I'm aware of that were made in Nazi Germany in 1933 and 1934. To justify depriving the Germans of their constitutional rights in the name of safety. That was after the burning of the German Parliament building. They call it the Reichstag. And that occurred and gave them justification to have these draconian crackdowns. And what you're talking about is imposing national martial law. And that's just not done.
Wow, that just hit me like a ton of bricks, Judge. This is Reichstag 2.0, but we know with Marinus Vanderlube and the Nazis, the evidence just really set the fire, found a mentally ill young man to blame who they executed, Marinus Vanderlube, and then Hitler used that to basically declare martial law, and the rest is history.
That's what was used to lock up Slavs, Jews, anybody that Hitler deemed Untermenschen, or anything else, to slaughter Soviet citizens, to slaughter those in the Ukraine, Poland, what is now the Czech Republic, you name it.
And by the way, guys, you found some great, best Reichstag footage I've ever seen. I've never seen HD of it. Roll that. You guys were showing. Keep going, Judge.
But, you know, this just is not America. And you want to blame the right wing. And you're listening to the left side utter out of their own mouths worse.
Well, exactly. If I heard Trump say, I'm going to arrest members of Congress for their speech, I'd be against Trump. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, on a tyranny scale, Judge, when you're saying we want to just nebulously grab members of Congress and use anti-terrorism on them, meaning get rid of due process, that just sounds like a coup to me.
Yeah, and this administration, the Biden administration, ought to be right now preparing a long speech to denounce this and reassure the public that he and she are not going to any way, any form, any shape, countenance such a blasphemy against the American Republic being part of their administration.
Wow. So
if they don't, look out, because you see what time it is.
And what time is it?
we are on the verge of a lot of things happening and a takeover occurring. I've seen something like this, but never to this extent. I saw it when I was in junior high school, and they were having this red baiting thing about communists being everywhere and behind everything. And when you had a federal form, it was a job employment application for a department store. I remember when I was 15 and filled the first one out. It was a long page on, you do not belong to this organization. You have not affiliated knowingly with anyone who is in these organizations.
It was a litmus test.
They had a long series. But that wasn't as bad as this. At least you could say we're in a military confrontation with somebody.
But it was still un-American and dangerous. This is happening, though. This is
looking Yes. Eisenhower denounced McCarthy, and interestingly enough, Prescott Bush, the Bush's father, joined in that denunciation of that kind of thing as un-American. So that happened 60-some years ago, 65 years ago. Why are we revisiting that?
Well, I mean, it's not just this FBI guy. I see Biden's actually said the similar things, and they are really trying to gear up to come after everybody. I guess they want to start a fight, but I agree with you. They don't really want that fight. What is all this? Just an attempted bullying?
Yeah, it's what has been staged by 50 years worth of propaganda coming out of the mainstream media. And slowly but surely, well, the Nazis didn't have but 15, 20 years to do what they did before they were smack into World War II. But we've had 50 years of propagandizing the American public to denounce masculinity, to denounce femininity, to abandon manhood, womanhood, and childhood, to advocate that something's wrong with anybody that wants decency, decorum, and respect, to denounce anyone who does not deal with the classical family situation, does not deal with rationality, logic, reason, analysis, and dispassionate overview of things, and say we have to be an emotionally driven madhouse. And it looks like the inmates have taken over the asylum. And you have the judges, the doctors, the lawyers, the elected officials being inmates, and everybody is being forced to live in an asylum. But that's not what this place is about. That is not appropriate. This is an issue that's more important than the ethnic problems this country has, the race problems this country has, anything else, the economic problems this country has. And when you start seeing people putting in place the implements of a coup, then we ought to be all unified and saying, hell no.
I totally agree, Judge. Hell no. And you see those headlines, mainstream, get rid of the nuclear family, pull the plug, it's bad. That is the human system. What group would say get rid of a family, well, a cult that wants to run your life? Stay with us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.